So our trip to Cushing raises the question of how does someone who looks at land and energy the way a typical Oklahoman does go about running an agency like the Environmental Protection Agency? Scott Pruitt, Donald Trump's nominee for EPA head, is the former Attorney General of Oklahoma, and he's built a reputation for battling the EPA. He's sued them several times, challenged regulations on carbon emissions and water pollution. He's been successful in court, and he's worked closely with the fossil fuel industry, and so the question is, can Pruitt make policy, or will he just be a lightning rod for environmentalists? J.D. Strong is the head of the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation. Strong has worked with Pruitt for the past 6 years. He says Pruitt has an intelligent vision of how to better balance the environment and industry and to get people working together. If, Strong says, Pruitt can control his reputation for being something of a raging bull.
In everything that we've engaged in, several pieces of litigation, whether it be the Chickasaw Choctaw tribal litigation that we resolved or things that we have resolved with the state of Arkansas when it comes to water quality protection, he has always been about common sense, regulation, continue to protect the environment. In both of those cases, for example, we will end up with more stringent environmental requirements when it comes to water protection. It's just about making sure that that is very much state-led, state-driven, and that the states are on board with the final decisions at the end of the day.
How much style modification do you think Scott Pruitt needs to engage in to make sure that his changed vision doesn't result in an office where he has no friends?
And I do think he will have some challenges, again, because you have an agency for the past 8 years has been conditioned to operate in a certain fashion, in fact, told to operate in a certain fashion. And I think you can't expect him to go in and overnight change that posture that the agency currently has. But I think he is the right guy. He is very goal-driven. He is very obstinate when he needs to be, when he sees those goals in sight. And I think he will dig in and expect some changes to be made. Because frankly, it'll be hard from the other side as well. As a state regulator, I can tell you that a lot of bridges have been burned when it comes to that relationship between EPA and the agencies that really are charged with implementing those regulations. And so it's going to take some time for, I think, state environmental regulators to see the change and accept the fact that this may actually truly be occurring and we may actually have an opportunity to work in partnership.
Is Flint the example that is an argument to strengthen the EPA as opposed to this is not the time to maybe be weakening the EPA?
I think it could serve as a poster child for why we need to strengthen the relationship between EPA and the state. I think if you look at the example of Flint, you will see that there was a complete breakdown in communication between regulators at the state of Michigan and the EPA, and it's because that relationship between the state and federal government has eroded so poorly over the years that they don't talk to each other. And so it would have been a much better outcome, I think, if the state of Michigan water quality regulators would have been in close communication and coordination with their EPA region as well as EPA headquarters so that they could craft a much better solution that would have protected folks. Here in Oklahoma, we do a fine job at the state level, at our Department of Environmental Quality, for example, in ensuring the protection of health, public health, when it comes to drinking water. And that's including the poorest of communities in the state of Oklahoma.
As Attorney General in Oklahoma, Scott Pruitt unquestionably is charged with protecting the prosperity that comes from the oil and gas industry, right?
Well, I think he's charged first and foremost with protecting the prosperity of this state in general, and certainly the oil and gas industry is a big industry and revenue generator in our state.
And it's a revenue generator, and it's something the entire world is dependent on, with the price of West Texas crude being actually set here in Oklahoma.
That's definitely correct, yes.
So how does someone like Scott Pruitt keep that huge influence in balance with other forces in the federal government, other opinions, other ideas, when he's setting out to manage the EPA?
Well, I think lesser people probably couldn't handle the need to keep things in proper balance, but Scott Pruitt, from what I've seen, is not one of those people. I've worked with him for 6 years now and have never once been asked to compromise our environmental integrity, our environmental regulations, anything for the benefit of the oil and gas industry or any other industry in the state of Oklahoma. And so I think he is aware that it is possible to balance. And I think that he's a believer, as I am, in the fact that environmental protection and economic development are not mutually exclusive. They can work hand in hand. And so I think you have to have somebody that knows how to strike that proper balance, to have necessary environmental regulations to protect public health first and foremost, but at the same time ensuring that we have economic prosperity in our state, in our country, because we understand that that also helps us ultimately have a better quality of life just as much as clean air and clean water do.
Finally, the experience of Ann Gorsuch Burford in the Reagan administration, who was an individual put in charge of the EPA that seemed to have a mandate to really defang the EPA, to reduce its authority and to make it ineffective. That didn't work, and that was a conflagration, and people came in and told the president that you got to do something differently. Do you think Scott Pruitt is aware of that situation and doesn't want to repeat it, and that maybe Trump is aware of that situation and doesn't want to repeat it, or are we walking down some of the same trails here?
Well, he's got to be aware. I know if he's nothing else, he is a great student of history, and so probably will have already taken a look at EPA administrations of the past and their trials and errors, or he soon will be getting up to speed on that. But I also know, he had a similar experience when he was elected attorney general 6 years ago. He walked in. It changed from a Democrat to a Republican office where they had an environmental protection unit, and he sort of changed that focus, and he was able to keep some folks on board that were working in the right direction and adopted his philosophy about things. And so I think that we'll see a very similar thing happen over at EPA.
J.D. Strong, thanks so much.
Thank you.
J.D. Strong is the head of the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation, former director of the Water Resources Board, and former Oklahoma Secretary of the Environment.